A Mountain Grove man was arrested in Douglas County on rape charges. 29-year-old David Felch was arrested on a Douglas County warrant for statutory rape second degree, sodomy second degree, endangering the welfare of a child first degree, and domestic assault second degree. His bond was set at $25,000 cash only. Felch was released on his own recognizance to be supervised by CPS with twice-weekly drug testing. A woman accused of stealing large amounts of lottery tickets in Randolph County has been sentenced. Billy Rainwater was sentenced to 120 months in a plea agreement. Rainwater accepted a negotiated plea deal in circuit court on Monday in a case from February of 2025 where Rainwater was accused of stealing large amounts of lottery tickets from a local business. Rainwater was charged with felony theft of property after investigators determined she stole $250,000 worth of lottery tickets from Mill Creek Liquor in Pocahontas. Rainwater was also ordered to pay $250,000 in restitution with payments of $2,085 per month beginning 90 days after her release from the Arkansas Department of Corrections. A man from Ava was arrested Friday on a Douglas County warrant for unlawful possession of a firearm. 39-year-old Sean Mason was arrested in early January for domestic assault second degree, endangering the welfare of a child, and tampering with a victim in a felony prosecution. His bond was set at $2,500 cash only. A search warrant was obtained for Mason's residence, where numerous pills and approximately 60 grams of meth were seized. A second warrant was issued for Mason for trafficking drugs second degree and for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set at $25,000 cash only. Mason was released on his own recognizance on January 29th without having to post any bond. On January 30th, the day after his release on his own recognizance, the sheriff's office received a call that Mason was shooting a firearm in his yard. Mason is a convicted felon and is prohibited from possessing firearms by Missouri law. Another search warrant was served for Mason's residence, where police seized a firearm. Mason was arrested, and yet another warrant was obtained for unlawful possession of a firearm. His bond was set at $2,500 cash only, with bond conditions to not possess firearms or ammunition, house arrest unless verified employment, and curfew from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. A man from Pomona was arrested for larceny. The Highway Patrol reports that 33-year-old Cody Hurley was arrested on a felony warrant from Stoddard County for larceny and on charges of failure to register a motor vehicle, no insurance, and no seatbelt. He was taken to Howe County Jail. Fire destroyed a business in Mountain Grove Sunday night. Authorities say a carpet shop was damaged in the fire. Firefighters worked through the night fighting the fire. The cause has not been determined at this time. The business is closed for now. A man from West Plains was injured in a two-vehicle accident west of West Plains Monday. The Highway Patrol reports that the 45-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he crossed the center of the roadway and hit a truck driven by a 60-year-old man from Viola. The man from Viola was not injured. That accident happened on U.S. 160, 3 miles west of West Plains. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a man from Neelyville. 45-year-old Robert Whitting was arrested for felony resisting arrest by fleeing, felony driving while revoked in possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Ripley County Sheriff's Office and placed on a 24-hour hold. The Oregon County Sheriff's Office Weekly Activity Report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A local woman was one of the featured contestants last night on American Idol. 25-year-old Hannah Harper of Willow Springs impressed the judges with an original song about her struggles with postpartum depression called String Cheese. Her performance brought Idol judge Carrie Underwood to tears. In the end, all three judges loved her performance and voted to send her on to Hollywood Week. We look forward to seeing how well Hannah Harper does in the American Idol contest.